Mayors from across the country are meeting here in Washington to discuss a national shortage of housing. They'll recommend ways to promote home ownership and to increase the supply of affordable rentals. Boston's Mayor Thomas Menino is the new president of the U.S. Conference of Mayors, and he's here. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
How bad is the housing crisis?
Well, it's a crisis that people don't have the will to try to solve the problem. Everybody talks about it. I walk the streets on the weekends talking to people, and they say, Mayor, could you help me find housing? But, you know, it's not one of those issues that gets the headlines immediately. It takes a little longer to solve. And so what we're really looking for in the next 2 days is a process and a procedure and legislation to go to Congress and say, hey, here's the plan we have. I mean, the president has talked about the low-income home ownership plan they talked about in the campaign. Senator Kerry has a housing trust. So this is a bipartisan issue, you know, but we need the will to get it done, and that's what we're asking the Congress to do. Move it on the front burner because it's an economic stimulus also. It puts people to work, buying product, all those things, but more important, it puts people in decent housing.
Is the problem concentrated in specific areas, or is this universal?
This is universal. You'll see today 16 mayors at the meeting from all over this country, you know, from California to the Southwest to the Middle West, and I just say the Northeast, of course, where I am from. But it's a national issue. Everybody talks about it. And, you know, we have small success stories, but no national program.
Are income levels simply not keeping pace with the rise in the cost of
housing? That's part of it, Bob. The income levels aren't. We did a survey of janitors in this country. Only six in the top 60% of the households in America, top rental households, can afford affordable housing. That's unbelievable. People making minimum wage can't afford either. They'd have to double the minimum wage to afford some of the units we have. And so what we're asking for is not a handout, a help out. Help us make sure that people in America have a safe place to go. You know, during the strong economy we had the last few years, numbers of homeless in the city of Boston went up 6-7% a year. And that's unreasonable. It should not happen in America today. And public housing, they just discounted people in public housing. You know, by the grace of God, some of us would be living in public housing.
What is your situation in Boston with housing?
In housing, and you know, we've done 2,600 units last year. This is, and 1,000 of those were affordable. And when you look at the 28 cities and towns around Boston, they only did 471 units of housing. It's the issue of building affordability into housing. You know, people don't want affordable housing in the neighborhoods because they say it brings other elements in. I say it differently. It brings hard-working people into those neighborhoods, and that's what we're looking for. We're looking for a universal approach to this. Give tax credits and give some benefits to cities and towns that don't provide affordable housing. Boston did 1,000. Is that enough? No, it isn't. But we're doing the best we can with the resources we have.
What else besides tax credits are you looking for?
What we're looking for is like the home fund subsidies of to build units. That's important to us also, and give us some capital funds to rehabilitate public housing. I mean, public housing. The only good program we have there right now is Hope 6, which gives people the respect they deserve with a front door and a back door. We've taken two of our most crime-ridden public housing developments in the city, made them Hope 6 developments, and people live there in decent housing. So the crime rate's gone down tremendously, and the people are taking care of their units.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bob.
Thomas Menino is mayor of Boston and the new president of the U.S. Conference of Mayors.